Welcome to Jessica Miles, the podcast, where each week we'll discuss my experiences as a professional spiritual medium, intuitive healer, and mentor. I'll be sharing what I've learned while developing as a psychic medium and facilitator of ancient healing modalities and much, much more. You were born with this innate ability to communicate and co-create with the unseen realms of the universe. This podcast is for those on a path of self-discovery and spiritual development, seeking grounded and practical tools to feel deeply rooted into spirit. I'm your host, Jessica Miles. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. In this week's episode, I am joined by a very special guest. Her name is Lynn Tucknies. She is a certified belief code, emotion code, and body code practitioner. She's also a Heal Your Life coach and facilitator. Lynn has built her career as a healer, holding space with these modalities, and she has been able to witness life-changing results by using these modalities with her clients. And she is also celebrating the success of her business with others and helping them also live their best lives. We discuss in depth about these incredible modalities and how you can implement them into your own life, creating lasting change and transformation. I know Lynn on a very personal level. She has been holding space for me for about 2 years now, and it gives me great pleasure for me to have her on here today so that she can share with you not only a personal session that we share together in the belief code, but just her journey and how she holds space for others. You let me know what you think about this episode, and I'll talk to you guys real soon. Hello, Lynn. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast today. How are you doing?
Jess, I am great. Thank you so much for having me here. I just am so thrilled to be here with you. Thank you.
I know. I'm really excited. This is, you know, the work that you and I have been doing together over the years. It feels like it's been about, has it been 2 years?
I think it has. Yes.
It's been 2 years. Has been regular. So... Yeah, on a regular basis. It's been so impactful in just my own healing journey and some of the things that we've been able to, I want to say crack through or crack open. It's just been such an impact on my life. And as you know, I like to share people that I trust and people that I feel have made an impact in my life with the listeners, because there's just so many different modalities that people can sort of bring into their life to bring that sense of peace or that sense of expansion. And so I'm really excited to have you here today.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here, and I really appreciate that I'm a part of your healing journey, because we have traveled many roads together. We've gone to some deep places, and that's what this is all about, is just healing so we can move forward and be our best selves. That's what we all want.
Absolutely. I don't know if you remember, but one of the first conversations that we had, it was, I was afraid of public speaking. And then it went from that very quick session to, but now I need to talk about my dad.
Yes, I remember actually that very clearly. You were in the hospital in a corner, mm-hmm. and we were doing father wounds is what we ended up doing.
And those sessions, I mean, for the listeners of this solo pod, they have a little bit of that journey, but for the ones who have been sort of, you know, going with me through it, even through the Align podcast with Allie, that was like a very tender spot for me. It was a relationship that I just kind of thought, well, maybe not in this lifetime. We'll just have to figure it out next lifetime. And so when I met you and you came into my life, it was like, I feel like I was just starting to scratch the surface of that. And the work that you and I have done together, as you know, has been so impactful. Like, I can't even believe the relationship that my dad and I have at this point, and to be able to revisit things and parts of our life and different memories and not feel that charge or that trigger. And you can just hold a space of compassion for one another. I mean, it's,
it just proves that this work that you offer is, well, it's like magic. It's like miracles, honestly.
It does. It takes the emotional charge out. That is so true. And then it allows you to meet on neutral ground. Even though all those things may have happened, that charge is gone. And then you get to look at those things that happened out of sort of like a clear view. Then you can mm-hmm. really sort things out in a positive way. It just falls into place.
100%. And so I want you to share, I mean, when I came to you, we started with the emotion code mm-hmm. and then we moved into body code. And I feel like we were doing all of that in unison. I think it felt like based on what I was navigating at the time, mm-hmm. but would you just share with the listeners, just maybe for those who aren't familiar with this system or with this modality of healing, will you share what the emotion code and the body code and the belief code, what those healings are?
I certainly will. So the emotion code, it was created by Dr. Bradley Nelson, who was a chiropractor, and he started noticing differences. Well, he started noticing, why is this person coming back with a sore shoulder all the time? Like, I just fixed them. Why are they back again? What the heck's going on? And he started noticing that they had emotions that they were dealing with. And he started noticing that these emotions were actually getting trapped in the body. So he kept track, a little spreadsheet of, you know, this emotion seems to get trapped here, and this emotion here, and this emotion here. And he kept going through this. And then very quietly, as he's doing his sessions, he's intentionally clearing that emotion in that shoulder that he was nudged came to be. That's how the emotion code happened. Basically, we go through life, things happen to us. And if you're ever in a situation where you feel your body reacting, that is exactly when you've trapped that emotion. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's a perfect example of trapping an emotion. I mean, we can go through life, all through life, and things happen to us and things don't get trapped. But as soon as you start feeling your body responding, you've trapped the emotion. Now, with that also can come triggers. You know, when somebody says, like, I know my ex-husband used to say, okay, dear. Well, the way he said dear really irked me. And it was because my dad would use the word dear when he was annoyed at me. So was my ex-husband actually in reality. But however, there was a charge there that shouldn't have really been there. So we can clear these emotions and it takes out that charge. So the emotion code basically works on emotions, clearing emotions that get trapped. Now the body code does have the emotion code in it. So I would say it's maybe 25% of the body code, and the body code has every circuit system in our body. So it takes our emotions, it takes circuits and systems and organs and glands and chakras and meridians and all sorts of different circuitries of our body. And then we get to clear any imbalances that are trapped in the body from the body code. It could even clear memories. It can even clear statements, broadcast messages. And that broadcast, they're all very powerful to clear. And the body code takes the whole emotional, physical, spiritual side of the body and clears whatever needs to be cleared from it. It's a powerful modality. Now, the belief code just came out. There are seriously only around at this point in time about 200 of us practitioners globally for the belief code. And the belief code is, well, we all know we all have beliefs. And so many times we haven't created these beliefs. So many times these beliefs are created before 7 years old. Okay. And our parents had some that were created before 7 years, and some of them are inherited. You imagine some of the beliefs we may have from our ancestors from World War I that aren't serving us today at all. So these beliefs actually affect our words, our actions, our decisions, our movements, our ideas, everything. And many of them are good beliefs, which is great. However, a lot of them are negative beliefs. So you can think of a computer, right? We have a computer and we put in software to make the computer run well. Well, you could think of ourselves as a computer, and we're little and all these programs are being installed in us and we can't decipher what's true or not true for us, and it all just gets dumped in. Well, I ask you, what could possibly go wrong with imperfect humans programming and raising imperfect humans? What could possibly go wrong? Right? And a lot of people, seriously, and a lot of people just do things out of habit without even thinking. So then we get these negative, faulty belief systems, and we just run with it. We just run with it. Okay, so I was really afraid of water, really afraid of water when I was younger. I just thought of this now. I bet you right now, if I were to check, do I have a negative belief system regarding water? I do. And I love water and I love swimming. However, when I was 7 and younger, I was terrified of it. So there's still a belief system regarding it. I don't like going across bridges. Do I have a negative belief system about going across bridges? I do. Where did that even come from? I don't know. So we can have a negative belief system about anything, about having money, about not having money, about school, about our love life, about anything at all. And then we get to clear these faulty beliefs. And the next thing is we get to install new ones if our body wants us to.
Reframing the belief.
So the belief system is almost like an excavation. You know, we go in there with a John Deere tractor and rip out this big root and we get to plant what we want.
That's exactly how I see it when we're working together. I always see it as this sort of unraveling that happens. And then we're going a little bit deeper. And in my experience with you, I can feel how things would be into the organs. And it is very true, right? Like just even a couple weeks ago when I had said I was feeling this call from spirit to expand my reach in a different way. And I also felt that clenching in the body that we were just talking about, that part of the body that was like, ooh, ooh. And just the notes that you had sent me around those beliefs and around those emotions and how it was affecting my body. It was so spot on to something that occurred when I was younger and even more recent, right? And so it's really incredible. I always like to tell my clients, like, our body is very intelligent. And if we would just tap in, just like how you just did, do I have a belief system around water? And you just like checked in with yourself for just a moment. And I even felt my stomach clench because I also have a memory of nearly drowning in water. And so that's, even though I've done a lot of work around it, even me hearing you say that, I felt my body clench in just that moment, right? And so that I know that there's still a charge there. And how maybe that experience can limit me in other ways. And I'm not aware of it, maybe in my day-to-day life, but when we sit and check in with ourselves and we're wondering why we feel limited in other areas of our life, this is a perfect way to check in and say, hey, what's going on internally? What's going on emotionally? What's going on physically in the body? And your system is so gentle. It's so gentle. Oftentimes when we're doing sessions together, I feel myself sort of yawning. I can feel energy moving through my body, and I'm quite sensitive to energy and I'm very in tune with my body, but it is such a gentle process. And I love that it is like my husband. I'm just using my husband as an example because I'm very woo, right? I'm very spiritual. I work with psychic and mediumistic energies. I do psychic healings and like all of these things. But what I love about this modality is it's so approachable for everyone, because you know some people are afraid of this spiritual healing, or they're afraid of, you know, mediumship, or they're afraid of certain styles of healing modalities. And I feel like this is like a good modality where it just kind of gets to the root of things. You don't have to re-experience it necessarily. Because do you find that your clients get nervous about that, like, oh, I don't want to revisit that time of my life?
They don't. My clients don't get nervous about it because it comes up like a flash before their eyes, and then it's gone. And the job is not to go back and revisit it. The job is to know and understand in that moment of time it is cleared. And I find, seriously, this happens all the time, but I did a session for somebody, a belief code session, and I said to her, what's your biggest holdup? Like, what's your biggest belief? What do you think is standing in your way the most? And she said, feeling unlovable. And I said, okay. So scale of 1 to 10, the most unlovable you could ever feel. She said a 10. We did a session. Right after the session, I said, what's your number? She went down to a 4. Wow. So it's quick. She didn't revisit. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes if something comes up in your mind when you are doing a session, when you're having a session up for you, you know, an age and a memory, good. That's probably the thing. And then it's gone. And if it doesn't come up, so what? It was there. Who cares if you remember it or not? It's gone anyway.
Mm-hmm. So gentle.
It's very, very gentle. And everybody always feels lighter and happier, more expansive, freer after a session.
And do you find that most of your clients come to you for themselves, but then they end up bringing their family members in?
Many. Yeah, yeah, many. I have several clients where I do them and their whole entire family every week. I have at least 6 clients come to mind. I do their pets too. I have one lady, I do at least 5 of her horses. She has, I don't know how many horses. I think she told me like 35. I do usually 3 of her horses every week and a variety of different ones.
Which is incredible because we know that it's so incredible because we know that the work that we do on ourselves is going to be felt at some degree, right? We know that it's helping our family members and the collective, like we're raising that frequency and just bringing more light into the world. But I just think it's really incredible when the whole crew is like, you know what, I just feel like it just goes deeper. And then the healing just happens much faster, especially as it relates to ancestral and that generational healing. Mm-hmm. And so when a family comes together to want to do this work, I mean, I just feel like it's so powerful.
I love it. I'm doing a family right now where we're releasing everyone's heart walls. So a heart wall is a thing that 93% of us have. And many times we're born with it. So what's really good is the heart wall actually blocks out us being hurt. However, it also blocks out the love and joy that we could have in our life. So this is the wonderful thing about it is the whole family is having it worked on. How good is that?
And your heart walls. I mean, that was actually one of the layers that we worked through, you and I together, because I could feel how, even though I'm very expansive and I love meeting people and all of those things, when I started doing this work, I could feel how I was protecting my heart. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that I was protecting my heart for most of my life. And we were able to actually track that through some of the sessions that we have done together I believe in one of our sessions, you were like, I'm surprised how fast you're releasing the heart walls, because it usually takes a few sessions. But I think it was around my dad. And so I think maybe we were ready to actually let that go.
Yes, it's so true. I mean, sometimes it takes people a few sessions, like quite a few, sometimes 10. Mm-hmm. However, I just learned today, you know, that if we put that intention out there, it can be quick. I learned today it can be quick. That was
absolutely. I actually just had this conversation with a friend the other day. You know, and you know, a part of the work that I do and I navigate is the deep work, right? I love to just, like we said, just go excavating and really, really go there. But as a healer, sometimes we have to keep in mind, like we have to sort of balance that out of like, it doesn't have to be a difficult healing. Mm-hmm. And so I love to set those intentions of like, this is easy. Like as I'm like preparing my own energy, like as I'm, you know, when I work on myself, I'm like, oh no, letting go is easy, you know, mm-hmm. because I do think that there, and maybe it's a program or a belief system that sometimes it's like, why do we think things have to be so hard?
Many people think things have to be hard. And those that with this modality, if you feel ready and you believe it will work, I do this with love and intention and expecting a miracle. That's exactly what I see if the person receiving it receives it in the same manner. It doesn't have to be hard. And if you think of it, the letting go is easy. Look, we just let go. Right? We open our hands. That's easy. Isn't it much harder to keep your fist closed and tight? Mm-hmm. Right? Letting go is actually, think about that. For those of you that have a hard time letting go, it's much harder to be clenched and restricted than it is to be open and relaxed.
And that's what makes you an incredible facilitator of this work, because you hold such a high frequency and a high vibration for your clients. Like you really do. You come in with this presence so joyful, and you know you're always like coming in with lots of love. You can feel it. You know what I mean? And I think that that makes such an incredible facilitator and a space holder for this type of healing, right? Because I do feel like that gets transferred, right? You and I have been in each other's energy for a couple of years now, and I can feel your intention and I can feel your love and your happiness, especially as it relates to helping people, right? Doing what you're doing. I mean, your career has exploded so quickly. I mean, it literally exploded. It's just so exciting to watch. But that says a lot about who you are and how you hold the space.
Oh, thank you. Know what you I mean? That's beautiful. Yeah, I quit my corporate job a year and a half ago. And I remember just thinking, I need to quit my corporate job because my so-called side gig is no longer a side gig. This is, it turned into my lifestyle. It turned into a way of being. It was something that I totally embodied. And I knew that if I kept that corporate job, I'd be keeping myself small. So I did. I literally just quit the corporate job. And the very next week, the hours that I would have been doing my corporate job were filled with clients. And it has stayed that way. It's just so beautiful.
And talk about like being in purpose.
Totally in purpose.
Right, being in alignment. Great,
yeah, this was a great accent to my life. It's been so healing for me and so many people. I just love it. And I know it's going to make such a big difference in the person that comes to me. There's nothing that we can't work on in my mind. There's nothing we can't work on. I've been down very interesting roads and paths, and it's always helped.
Do you feel the call to teach someday?
I am not able to teach this, and I can show people how to do the emotion code. However, legally, I am not allowed to teach this. This has to be taught through Discover Healing in order to be certified. Now, there are some practitioners I heard about that say they can teach this, and sure they can. However, to be certified, you have to go through Discover Healing. They want to make sure this modality is kept the way it is meant to be. And in order to make this your career, if you want to get paid for it, you must get certified through Discover Healing. So if anyone hears anything different, it's false.
And I feel like there's like another layer coming. Do you feel that?
There is. I'm not allowed to say. Perhaps what? There is. Perhaps there is. Perhaps there is in a couple of years.
I'm just tapping into future potential. Like I feel it coming.
I can talk to you about it off this, but yes, Discover Healing is coming up with something. Yes. And that's all I can say at this point in time.
I love that. I just felt it come in. And it's so funny though, too, because I probably felt it come in because it's already in your energy.
Well, I've been doing sessions very close to what they're doing. However, they are just really, really, because you know, my sessions are very intuitive. Yes, of course, I follow the guidelines. However, there's things that we do that come up very intuitively.
Oh, 100%. I can feel your clair senses pop on in our sessions together. You know, I love when we work in tandem together because it's just like this, like ping, ping, ping. I feel
oh,
like
that's fun. Oh, other. When we work, that's so fun. When we take a client and we do them at the same time. Oh my gosh.
I know. You know how many of those clients like have reached out and said, can we do that again? And I'm like, I'll do it with her anytime she wants. Cause it is kind of cool because we get to sort of see how the energy is so similar, but it's almost like when I'm working with you, I get to see it through your eyes in a way or through your energy. And it's much different than how I see it, but we're still getting to the same place. If that makes sense.
That makes so cool. Sense.
It just goes to show like how, this work is so unique. It's so unique, especially as it relates to your intuition and all of those things. And so when you're working with, I'm assuming you have, you know, your guides or God source creator energy that you're connecting with. Do you always start with a sort of opening prayer to connect
always.
Or do you?
Yeah, every single time I have it first thing in the morning and then before every single client.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every single client. And I think that shines through too. I think that people feel that even if they don't know what it is, they feel that intention, they feel that love, they feel that source.
Oh, I love it. It's just so juicy and it's just so loving, you know, the modality. And well, and honestly, just it's you too. And I mean, honestly, like this language, if we want to say it, this like language that you're choosing to use your work through is beautiful, but your energy is just incredible. And you know that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I've had people say it sounds or it feels like their souls have been nurtured. You know, it feels like they've had an energetic massage. Everyone always just feels lighter and happier every single time. And that's my goal. Anybody that comes to me, I want them to feel that love and that intention and that healing and that peace. And yeah, I think that's what I always hear. That's what I always hear. I think there was once at the very beginning, one person didn't like me. And I thought, okay, that's fine. Bye. I guess I'm not for you. But other than that, everybody's really, one lady said, I was like her fairy godmother.
Oh, I love that.
She said, you're like my fairy godmother. And I just started laughing. And I said, that's so awesome. Because ever since I was 7, I wanted a fairy godmother.
I love that. That is so sweet. So hilarious. If someone's going to, well, can I ask you a question then? Because I feel like we've never really discussed, you know, when you and I work together, I don't think we've ever had to break down, or maybe we have, and I'm just not remembering it very clearly because we've done so much work together. But if someone's going to come to you and will you know intuitively if you're going to work the emotion code, or if you're like, oh no, we're going to move into body code, or I guess now with belief code, is it something that you separate, or is it something that you, like someone just tells you like, oh, this is what I'm experiencing. And then you go, okay, we're going to use the belief code today.
Yeah. I just ask them what they want. I ask their body what they want and their spirit knows. Right. So we just go that way.
Yeah. Well, and I also feel like too, right? Like sometimes when a client is unsure, I think that the body is so honest.
It is. Right? It is. And sometimes people come up and they'll say, like my regular clients, what do you want to work on today? I don't know. I'm fine. I'll go, really? Okay. What's going on? And then they give me two paragraphs and I'm writing down, okay, this and this and this and this and this, that they don't even know that they've said, but they did. And then I'll muscle test to see what issue we want to work on in there. Oh, like absolutely right. Like, I didn't realize I was feeling that way. Well, when you told me this, it was very clear that you were feeling this.
And that's where that intuitive impulse can come into, right? Yes. And I also too, it's so interesting because I think that once people start to talk and share, like you just said, they do sort of figure out what the source is, but maybe they're not consciously aware of where they're holding some of that,
exactly,
energy or emotion or discomfort in the body. Speaking of discomfort in the body, because you know, I love that. I love working with the physical body. So if someone were to come in and they're like, oh, I have back pain, you work very closely with physical body too, right? Like physical,
emotional triggers. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I had a client last 2 weeks ago, she's had 9 children. And she's had back pain for 18 years since her first child. And we did a session on her. Her back pain is gone. Her back pain is gone. Now, sometimes it takes more than one session, but I saw her 3 weeks later. I saw her at the event and I said, how's your back? She says, so good. It's not even sore anymore. And it was sore for 18 years.
Oh, that's amazing. I know we did some hormonal stuff. You and I, we worked mm-hmm. through my hormonal system and she had a lot to say.
Oh yeah, she did. I've done sessions for people that had sore feet. She couldn't even mm-hmm. walk. And after one session, she was walking and she's still walking now and her feet are fine. Yeah, physical ailments, emotional ailments, belief systems. Even before the belief system, I was doing the body code and clearing beliefs out of the body code.
Yes, you were.
Mm-hmm. However, this way is so much better, so much more powerful. We're using actually.
Well, I love the visual. I mean, I don't know if you have my notes up and you're welcome to share them.
I can get them. Okay.
Yeah. If it
for sure. Let's.
But I love, because when we did a belief code session recently, you were describing, you know, the top of the tree, the middle of the tree, the roots of the tree. And that's how I work. That's literally how I work in, you know, in, it, just in my own body of work with clients. But what was incredible was the story that I had created for myself within the, I guess when I say the body of my own tree. And when you sent me the notes, because what she does her session, but she gives you these very detailed notes on what came through and what came through and what was wanting to be shared. So I love looking back at that because I'm like, holy crap. Because I can, I've been so able to track where a lot of our work that we've done together, where I've been like, oh, I remember that. I remember that timeline, or, oh, that makes so much sense. Or, oh my God, I just had this conversation with somebody. Like, and like she was saying earlier, like sometimes somebody can just say a statement and you don't realize how it has impacted you. But would you mind reading the little notes that you sent me around the belief code, the story that I had created for myself around my
beliefs? I sure will. Should I say what we were working on?
Sure.
Okay, so we did a belief code session on anything blocking abundance and worthiness. So when we do a belief code session, we first of all find out what type of belief this is. And there were five to choose from. And the one that yours was a partial belief. And that's really good when there's partials, because that means that it's not a full, it's still a tree, but maybe it doesn't have all the branches of the tree. Okay. And it also means that you've already worked on this issue, which we have worked on. So the first thing was a negative program. And a negative program is like the top of the tree, the leaves and the branches. And this could be yours or it could be inherited. And this first one was, I easily accept other people's opinions. Now, this could be any time in your life. And also this sentence, I easily accept other people's opinions. It might not be those exact words, but it is that exact energy frequency.
Okay? And I can align with that. When I read that, I was like, oh my gosh, that was my entire life, really. Yeah. I always looked for other people's, well, opinions or permission outside of myself. I would ask people, like, even though I knew in my body what my decision needed to be, I would still ask other people. And I would go against myself based on their opinions of who they thought of me or who they wanted me to be or whatever. I was people pleasing.
Yes, very true, right? That's a perfect example of this statement. And this is what happens. It'll come to you. And you might even have said, no, it wasn't opinions. It was this. Like intuitively, you would know. Mm-hmm. And the next tree branch or leaves would be an inherited one. I don't get anything for free. And that was from your dad. He trapped that.
Okay. That statement alone is 1000% the stuff that my dad would say when we were a kid. It was that statement of, well, one, working hard. It's like nothing good comes at unless you're like working really, really, really hard. And it was like money doesn't grow on trees. It was always things around this money. It, you know, how it's hard to earn money, how it's like, and things aren't free. Nothing in life is free. Somebody says they're going to give you something for free. Nothing in life. It was always like these, like, you know, these things around finances and money and hard work and how it's, it has to be like, oh, challenging, you
and
know?
It doesn't. And the next limiting belief is next. And this is like the tree trunk. Okay. And yours was, my past is ruling me. And I fear the future. And these were yours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Did we talk about this? I don't know if we talked about it in person, if I emailed it to you, or maybe I texted it to you. We have lots of ways of communicating, Lynn and I. But as I was like, you know, feeling the energy shifting from 2023 into this new year and into the next couple years, I could feel how... Well, I saw the visions of where I meant to go and those little fearful thoughts or those limiting beliefs were coming up. And that's why I was like, okay, Lynn, we got to work on this. And so, yeah, that also resonated.
That's so good. And the next one is a faulty core belief. Now, this is the roots of the tree. And it was, the truth is difficult.
Mm. Yeah. It's interesting when we share our work so vulnerably, or how we put ourselves out so vulnerably. And I always think to myself, like, I love doing my podcast. I love being able to share my work. I love teaching other people. But there's this part of me that goes, oh gosh, if I have a bigger reach, people's opinions will hurt my feelings. Or do you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like I'm safe in this little container. I'm happy in this little container, even though Spirit's like, we need your container to get bigger, you know? But I think of what comes outside of that container. Is it, you know, comments, this, that, and all of those things. Ugh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Put that in the notes for later.
Yes. Oh, I will. That's a very good one to work on for sure. And we can. Yeah. The next one is a faulty core identity. Now, this is the soil of the tree. Okay. The earth that the tree is planted in. Oftentimes, this is created before the age of 7. Now, not always, but in this case, this was. And this was, you created this one around age 7. I can't accept this life.
Mm.
Now, that may not have been exactly your thoughts at the time. However, that could have been thoughts of others around you, and you picked up on that energy. You picked up on that statement because your subconscious mind was wide open again, right? You couldn't decide which was true or false, and boop, it went in. Our conscious mind, the one we talk and think with, is the one that we get to decide what's true and false for us. And if we hear an idea we don't like, reject it, like literally say in your head, that may be true for you, but that is not true for me. Mm-hmm. People that walk around with an open conscious mind, really not a great idea. When you sit there and watch the news openly and accept everything is true, all that's being dropped into the subconscious mind. And these are part of the faulty programmings. But we can stand guard, like be the gatekeeper of your conscious mind and decide what's true for you, what you want to feel or not. If you have a feeling and it's not positive, reject it. Don't wait until mm-hmm. it gets trapped in your body. Just say, no, you know what? I'm refusing to feel that way right now. I'm choosing to feel this way instead.
I have a friend that used to say, cancel, cancel, delete, delete, cancel, cancel, delete, delete, and then like reframe it. And
yes.
I've been thinking about that a lot lately because in this like shift that I'm in, I have to check in with myself. I'm like, mm-hmm. whoa, 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 everything's going to be fine. Everything's been great. Mm-hmm. Like the way in which I've been traveling over the last 6 years and in my body of work and just the things that I'm doing, I have nothing but like joy and success to really look back at. So yes, maybe I had some things that were like, ooh, a little scary, but I feel like that fear is actually what gave me the motivation to actually keep moving though at the same time, right? If we want to call it, what is it? I don't know if it's healthy fear or like that adrenaline. But yeah, it's such an interesting thing because we don't realize it that we're doing it all day long. Like even in the things that we're reading or the things that we're watching, our brain doesn't know the difference. No, if it's us saying it to ourselves or if we're hearing it outside of ourselves, our brain doesn't know the difference. Our brain is hearing is if we're, you know, if it's negative self-talk or negative things on the television, our brain thinks we're just bringing it into our own body as our own.
And that is so true. Yeah, that is so true. And it's so important for us to be aware of that.
Yeah. Or even how we're thinking of others, because that's been a big one too, right? Is, you know, our loved ones, you know, as much as they, you know, want to protect us and keep us safe, sometimes their thoughts and their feelings about the things that we're doing or not doing, we don't realize are actually impacting our decisions and mm-hmm. the way that we move through the world. I mean, we've done so much work around different extensions of my family members having their own thoughts, maybe knowingly or unknowingly directing those thoughts towards me or my family. And you were able to see it verbatim, like the actual sentences that were being said. And I was like,
you were
girl.
Saying she would actually say that.
I mean, it's fascinating. So again, that feeling or that energy exchange of what we put out into the world is so powerful. So whether it's a positive energy exchange or a negative energy exchange, it is amplified.
And it is so it's amplified like, okay, well, and sent back to us. So we have to be very, very careful. Very careful. So this is your story. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So we start at the bottom, work our way up. I can't accept this life. Therefore, the truth is difficult. Therefore, I fear the future because my past is ruling me. Therefore, you don't get anything for free. And I easily accept other people's opinions.
Wow. That is so, so spot on.
It is, right?
Yeah.
So that spot was the story. And then we clear the associated imbalances that are feeding that tree. And then we clear that entire belief system. And then we install some positive statements and we fill the subconscious gap. And now when I asked you how you feel about abundance and worthiness, what did you say?
It's limitless. It's all mine.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's such a gentle
Yeah. And one of the sessions you did for me on email too, and this is what I think is great, is because sometimes I think people get, you know, either deterred or confused. We're like, oh no, I need to be sitting in person, right? Like I need to be sitting face to face with someone, or does the energy still work, you know, when you do it online, or does the energy still work if you're doing it through email? And the answer is 1000% yes, because it's energy. It is energy, and energy can be sent across the planet, across galaxies, like all of these things. And so I just love this work because you've done so many sessions. We haven't done in person, and I don't think we ever need to because it works regardless. But we've done virtual sessions, and then you've also worked on myself and my family on email sessions.
Yeah.
Do you prefer Do you prefer one over the other, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter to me. You know, it's nice connecting with the people too. However, it's okay. I usually find husbands and kids super easy to do it this way.
Yeah.
Because the guys, they really don't care. They just want it gone.
It's so, true.
Paul on email. You know, like so many women. Well, how old was I? Who is that shared with? Who did that curse? You know, and the guys are like, I don't care the age. Just get it gone. I don't care.
That is so true. Because Paul, last week when I emailed you, he was like, can you just tell Lynn to just take care of this, whatever's happening between Oak and I? He didn't need to know all the details, he's just let's just put it on the list. Let's just have her work on us for, you know, whatever needs to be done. We'll kind of like sink in and just be a little juicy. Like I always feel it, you know, I always get like the quick download and I'm like, okay, good. We're moving that out. But I could see how women would want to know all the details. Like who's throwing energy at me and where is that coming from? I could see like the people would be very curious.
Yeah, I've decided now I'm not giving names as to who's throwing any energy at anybody. Yeah. I've decided I'm only saying male and female because I would hate for somebody to go towards some. I mean, people don't know that they're doing that.
I know. Right? And that's the thing. Like sometimes people think that they're doing something intentionally. And it's not necessarily like envy is a big one. There's a difference between envy and jealousy. Somebody could look at your life and they're like, wow, I really want that, but I don't have da, 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 da. And then their limiting beliefs come in. That doesn't mean that they're like trying to destroy you. They just happen to plug into you while they were having those belief systems and then you feel it. Exactly. And so I love that. But sometimes people want to know, don't they?
They do want to know, but I'm not giving that information. I'm just not. You imagine somebody saying to their ex-sister-in-law, hey, you did this. That person's not even going to know what they're talking about. However, there was a friend of mine, I've known her since I was 15 up until like recently. And there was all these things that came up from her and a curse and a curse and a curse. And I went, oh my gosh. And then I said to her, hey, you know what? I keep fighting all these curses. And she just said, I am sorry. She didn't even deny anything. She just said, I was always so envious of your family life because my family life wasn't that great. And I am sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't expecting a conflict with her. I was just going to say, hey, yo, like, stop it. And
cancel, delete.
She said, I'm sorry. And I'm like, oh, okay. That was it. But
Oh, I love
interesting,
that.
because part of me thought maybe it was in my head, right? Maybe I'm making this stuff up. I wasn't. She automatically resonated with it and apologized.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I can always feel when someone is in my space, but even in the modalities that I teach, I always encourage people to be curious because I do think that we're constantly learning from one another. It's either teacher, student, teacher. And so it's not necessarily an attack on us. There's
Not
probably a
at
deeper
all.
understanding, or there's like a soul understanding that maybe there's a similar experience, emotion, maybe belief that wants to be released through the body. That's kind of how I look at it. And so I always tell people, just be curious, and I'll teach them how to backtrack some of the energy and so that they can feel more empowered versus feeling
Yes.
attacked.
Yes, that's it exactly. That's it exactly. To feel more empowered and to realize that it's never intentional. It always comes from a place of lack from the other person, place of scarcity of some sort.
100%. Oh, I'm so glad we got to have this conversation today.
Oh, me too. This is so good. This is so
I
good.
know. I know. I feel like I want to have you back on so we can talk about like just even just different umbrellas of energy, right? So what, like you said, whether it's like worthiness or it would be kind of cool too for maybe you could do like one of your readings live so people can see what it's like, what to expect.
Oh, I could totally do that. We could also do a group session too. You know, we could do that. We could take a theme and do a group session. And then the people, how it would work is the people would, we'd bring up a theme. We could do a group session. And the people that are listening at that time, if they resonated with the emotion, they could clear it themselves and I can tell them how.
Oh my God, let's do that. Can we do that next time?
We totally can. And
Oh
it
my God.
doesn't matter when the reader or when the listener finds
Nope.
it. And
Doesn't
they could do it
matter.
multiple times. They could watch it over and over again and clear. Yes, it would be a repetitive healing tool for them. Oh my gosh, that's cool.
I love it. I love it. I love it. No, we're definitely gonna have to do that on our next call because I feel like you and I could talk for hours. Like we just have such a great time together. Do you want to share with the listeners how they can get in contact with you? And then, of course, any offerings that you have that are to be released, either now or in the future?
Well, let's see. I am doing the emotion code, the body code, the belief code now. And my website is www.innerherohealing.com. You can reach me on an email of lynn@innerherohealing.com. I am also a freedom coach as well. I do coaching sessions as well. I am starting March 1st. A monthly membership where we are going to do exactly that. We're going to do weekly group healing sessions. So, group trapped emotions, we will clear. We can pick a theme and we will do every week. And then I will send the recording out. It'll be, I think $22 a week. And then for each one, and then the people that sign up for that month. They get to do their own clearing session. If they're not able to be there presently, then that's not a problem. We can send them the recording and they could do it when they can. And then that way, it's time to serve more people. And then that way, they
It's so
could do
true.
it. I also have six packs available for my sessions as well. So you pay for five and get the sixth one at half off, and 10 pack where you pay for 10 and get the pay for nine and get the 10th one for free. So yeah, it's just getting better and better and better.
Oh, so good.
And
Thank you so much.
I always do one monthly free session. And right now I am doing. It's going to be this Thursday, so I don't know when this is airing, but this Thursday I'm doing an hour of free belief code sessions so I can show people the modality.
Oh, wonderful. I'm going to be releasing this. Today is the 20th, so next Monday, but will you be doing that again?
Yeah, I will be doing it again too. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So then I'll make sure to put everything in the show notes so that they can get on your newsletter and hear about, those monthly offerings, including your packages and all of
Yes.
your other offerings that you have.
Yes, if you want to be on the newsletter, just send me an email and I will put you on.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for your time, your energy. You're just a beautiful light to this world, and I love what you do.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. I look forward to hearing from you. Please share your comments with me on Instagram at @peoplecallmejess. Your continued support means the world to me. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Plus, share this episode with a friend or loved one that you feel would benefit from today's conversation. Thank you for listening.